practiced in different parts of the world and through history.
Definitely, and even its legislation in Islam itself is really interesting. First, people were not allowed to eat anything, even again right after the iftar, and later on, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala gave another opportunity to Muslims. Though even it was supposed to be here, like what has been said and ordered later on, but there were some lessons inside it to tell the Muslims that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala knows the difficulties of this, but difficulties of this act of worship, but it has some benefits for you. So fasting, all in all, has lots of benefits and lots of lots of.
So hold on for a moment. Continue with Mr. Rouhani, and to hear from him as well. So what are the things, you know? Brother Ali talked about the history, the rich history, that is, it's a universality of this, you know, practice, I mean, fasting during this month, and the rich history it has. It has been practiced by many people in different parts of the world, in different ways and the manners, and its usage in different cultures. So help us understand a little about the history of it, the importance of it, and add some shed on it.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As it was rightly mentioned, this fasting in the holy month of Ramadan is not only limited or restricted to Islam and Muslims, but also in other religions, in the previous religions, also in the ancient religions. We have had the kind of fasting and in other religions and other cultures as well. You know, I think it is because of this that mankind naturally desired towards a kind of sound sort of health, sound kind of life, and let's say healthy kind of life and lifestyle. So it is based on a kind of purification that we must be always try to purify ourselves in terms of bodily purification and also spiritually and solely kind of purification. So that's why if we go back to the ancient religions, to the ancient, let's say, civilizations and cultures, in all of those cultures and civilizations, we see that the people try their best to live purely in this world. So this pure life or clean kind of life is one of the things that man naturally are desirous towards this kind of life. So it is something that is in line with our nature. Fasting or purifying ourselves, purification is something that is we are naturally desired toward it. So that's why this hukm of Islam is something completely in accordance or in harmony with our natural desires. Mm-hmm. Since Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us with this nature, and He knows best that whatever programs, whatever, let's say, rulings, whatever lifestyle that should be suggested to the mankind, it should be in line with the nature of mankind. But of course, when it comes to Islamic kind of fasting that we have, particularly in the holy month of Ramadan, though we have recommended kind of fastings in the other days of the months of the years, but of course it becomes wajib and obligatory on Muslims on condition that they are not sick, they are not traveling, they are not, for example, old, very old, not to tolerate fasting, for example. So in this kind of case, it is a kind of, we can say, practice or exercises that people should perform to purify themselves from bad, let's say, actions, bad deeds, bad mindsets, bad, let's say, desires, bad deeds. These are the things that we must do. It is a kind of a very good kind of practice for us that we should find that, okay, how can we purify both our soul, our spirit, I mean spiritual purification, and also bodily purification. This is what we naturally desire toward this, and it's not only for Muslims. Everybody can practice some kind of self-controlling, sometimes to understand that he has this capacity, this capability to improve his personality, to improve the moral standards for himself.
Exactly. You know, as you both mentioned, Ramadan and practicing its rituals have different types of different kinds of benefits for our body. And you mentioned you know, some of them are related to health, mental health, physical health, and also the different. There are different aspects of it. Let's talk about another part of it. It's the society, the social aspect of. Because as we are human beings, we are living in a society, we live in groups, and this is one of the aspects of our lives, which is very important. Help us understand a little about the things, you know, that it has. I mean, these days, we're dealing with people, we're communicating, and in this communication, we take some of the effects we take comes from this holy month of Ramadan. Let's talk about the things, the dynamics of these times, what happens, how people change, and what the effects of Ramadan on people's behavior, types of connections, and socializing.
Well, good question, because Ramadan is known in the words of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is known as the Huwa Shahrul Mawasat. That is, it is the month of accompanying those who are in torture, in problem, in trouble. Mm. Yep. So this is, I think, a social clue that gives us that in the month of Ramadan we can sense the difficulties, the thirst, and the hunger of those who are thirsty and hungry.
Mm.
From the other side, we can see again, we can feel based on the narrations, we can feel and sense even the thirst and hunger, and we can first experience, I mean, what will be waiting for us, inshallah, in the Day of Judgment, because mm-hmm. we are going to feel and sense at least the thirst and hunger of the Day of Judgment. But as for the societal level of it, we can understand those who are in poverty, those whose social condition are not in a state, I mean, in a level that they can actually earn well, mm-hmm. and they have some problems due to any factor that we cannot talk about them now. So at least we can feel what they are tolerating. From another side, when in an Islamic society, majority of the people are fasting, those who are not fasting, even they try to tune themselves with those believers, because at least some people do not care they are indifferent towards this issue.
Mm-hmm.
But the experience and the records of the records of some researchers show that even those who are not fasting, at least they have no belief, or due to some sickness or disease, they are not able to be fasting.
Mm-hmm. They're not experiencing
To respect those who are fasting, and they try not to do something in order to.
And it's a self-control.
Definitely. So it's a self-social, we can call it a social self-control rather than a personal.
Exactly.
Because here we're not talking about, personal aspects, personal benefits of fasting, which is, actually strengthening spirit of human being and the soul. But here, a social, spiritual environment is going to shape and happen.
And this is very interesting to imagine it.
Very true.
Ramadan is a month to recover, to return to Allah. This month is very special, not only to believers, but also to those of us who look for an excuse to come back and return. It's a very special feast, a shortcut to gain, and with gain, there can't be no pain. This pain can be the sweetest one, mixed with love toward the mighty Allah. This wraps up today's episode. May the mighty bless you all.
shining bright, you came to us with a heart so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, except Al-Habib. Ummati, Ummati, يقولها لنا يوم القيامة. Ummati, Ummati, يقولها شفاعة أنا لها.
On behalf of myself and all of my colleagues here at Arabi English Radio, we wish you a wonderful Nowruz, full of happiness and prosperity.
Alongside Iranians in Nowruz. In the name of God, Salam everybody, welcome to the program. Today is the fifth day of Nowruz holidays. Congratulations on this ancient Iranian feast. Today we will speak about the customs of Azeri people during Nowruz. Azeri people mainly live in East Azerbaijan, West Azerbaijan, Ardabil, Zanjan, and Qazvin provinces. They are also scattered in other provinces. Stay with us, please. Azeri people are one of the genuine and ancient ethnicities of Iran. They are brave, free-spirited, and honest people strongly committed to religious beliefs. Azeris call Nowruz feast as Nowruz Bayrami and Il Bayrami. They enjoy a very rich culture with beautiful and mainly oral folklore. Nowruz is celebrated among Azeri people with specific customs. Among these customs are takamchi, sayachi, and shal, salamach. Takam means male goat, and takamchi means the puppeteer of male goat. This custom has been prevalent among Azeri people for centuries. The puppeteer moves a puppet of a male goat doll while singing. The doll is usually adorned with sequins, colorful fabric, beads, and so on. Takamchi walks from street to street and door to door a few weeks before Nowruz. He makes the doll dance with a stick attached below it. He is the harbinger of spring, so a takamchi usually sings poems in Turkish, meaning, "May your month, your year, your week, your day be blessed." In addition, different religious and social issues are also mentioned in the songs of Takamchi. These people praise the Prophet of Islam and his progeny too. Another custom that is held before Nowruz among the Azeri people is Sayachi, which means the venerator and respecter. Sayachi is a very old and beautiful custom, which is still held in some villages. Unlike Takamchi, there is no doll in Sayachi, and there is a show which is performed with poems sung to the tune of a music. Sayachi goes in the middle of people and sings humorous poems to make them happy. Sayachi is also an itinerant who wears garments made from nature. He sings poems while beating sticks together to make special rhythms. He sings in praise of nature and asks God to bless people and materialize their wishes. Singers of Nowruz in Azerbaijan used to both give the news of arrival of spring and sing poems containing religious, epic, didactic and patriotic themes. Sayachi would also sing simple melodies containing praying for the audience, pleading to God for rich agriculture, and also kindness towards animals. These songs would get gifts and presents from houses. These gifts and presents were wheat, barley, pastries, and nuts, or even money. Another interesting custom among Azeri people is called Shal Salamach, meaning hanging a shawl. This custom was done on the last Wednesday of the Iranian solar calendar year. It is still performed in villages. Young boys or teenagers take a shawl and hang it from the roof of the neighbor. This is the sign of demanding AD, that is, gift of Nowruz. The neighbor wraps some knots, sweets and eggs, and then the youth draws the shawl back. It should be noted that in the past there used to be holes in roofs for ventilation of air and exit of smoke. Youths would hang shawls through those holes. Half-seen tablecloth of Azeri people is a little different from other places. As it was said earlier, Azeris call Nowruz feast and Nowruz Bayrami and Il Bayrami, that is year feast. They spread a white tablecloth in the dining room, and every guest that comes sits at the tablecloth. Then he is served kindly and warmly. Azeri people put peas, raisin, almond, walnut, colorful sweets, apple, homemade halva, etc. on the tablecloth. Azeri people, like people everywhere in Iran, have the custom of gifting in Nowruz. A beautiful kind of this custom is called Bayrami Payi, which means share of Nowruz feast. This gift is given to new brides by their families. This custom dates back to several centuries ago. The families, especially mothers of new brides, prepare traditional foods such as rice, chicken, kuku, cutlet with vegetables and eggs, cooked chopped meat, stewed fish, pastries and sweets together, and take other items like fabric and put them in a large couple tray to be taken to the house of their daughter. Some families continue the custom for years after the marriage of their daughter. Well, On that note, we have to wrap up this episode. Next time, we will take you to Khorasan region in northeastern Iran, and we'll get familiar with Nowruz customs among the people over there. Goodbye.
Essence of Iranian culture. Nowruz, literally meaning the new day, is a celebration of early spring, when the sun begins to regain strength and overcome winter's cold and darkness. It's so profoundly ingrained in Iranian traditions, history, and cultural memory that Iranian identity and Nowruz have mutually buttressed each other for millennia. For ancient Iranians, it presented a struggle between good and evil on all planes, physical, moral, and spiritual, with the total victory for the good. It ushers in the loveliest season of the year with joyous festivities. There is an abundance of material attributing the festival's founding to Jamshid, the mythical king of Iran. One well-known legend is that Jamshid was drawn through the air in a chariot by Deevs, traveling in one day from Damavand to Babylon. And people made this day a feast day on account of the wonder which they had seen during it, and they amused themselves with swinging in order to imitate Jamshid. In 1079, the Seljuk Sultan Jalal al-Dawla Malik Shah established the Julian-style solar year that fixes the beginning of the calendar year, or Nowruz, at the vernal equinox, when day and night fall into balance, lasting for nearly equal lengths. Many people greet Nowruz by kindling fires and jumping over them while chanting a verse on the evening of the last Wednesday of the year, which is called Charshanbe Suri in Farsi. The festival is preceded by the scrupulous cleaning of houses and their contents.
Yeah, we have cleaned the windows, we have cleaned the whole house, all the rooms, and from the dirt and dust. And the carpets are all washed, it's all looking brand new, basically. It's a very nice feeling at home, yeah? So we are waiting, basically, for the spring start.
At the same time, people of every call and means go for the Nowruz shopping. By tradition, the Iranians buy new clothes for the new year. Buying large quantities of sweets, fruits, and dry nuts are also top of the shopping list.
Today we came here to buy some things for Nowruz Day and some gifts for our family. Nowruz Day is so interesting. We came here, people sell things here, like such as shoes, bags, handbags, and such as this fish. Today we bought some nuts and fighter fishes, something for our Damavand, because tomorrow we're going there for our holidays. Well, we came here to buy things.
The fruits, sweets, and dry nuts are placed on this sofreye half seen. Sofra is a dining cloth, and half seen denotes seven items beginning with the letter seen, S, in Farsi. It is one of the components of the ritual of Nowruz observed by most Iranians. The seen items are traditionally as follows, although some of them might be variably replaced with some other seen items. 1. Sabza, that is wheat or barley and sometimes lentils grown commonly on an earthenware plate as a symbol of life and freshness. 2. Sanjed or fruit of silverberry as a symbol of love and affection. 3. Seeb or apples symbolizing health and fertility. 4. Somab, a spice popular in the Middle East symbolizing happiness, patience, and perseverance. 5. Seer or garlic cloves as a symbol of protection in the face of affliction. 6. Seke or a few newly minted coins symbolizing wealth and prosperity. And 7. Samanu, a sweet paste made from germinated wheat and wheat flour, symbolizing affluence and blessings. The Nowruz atmosphere picks up steam thanks to festive bands going around singing, dancing, and playing music. Haji Firuz, the most famous among the traditional folk entertainers, appears on the Iranian streets in the days preceding Nowruz. The Haji Firuz entertains passersby by singing traditional songs and dancing and playing his tambourine for a few coins. The exact moment of the turning of the year is announced in advance. In anticipation, families gather around the half-seen table, many reciting prayers intended to impart goodwill to all. Many also go to holy places, above all the holy shrine of Imam Reza in Mashhad, to celebrate Nowruz. As soon as the year turns, family members get up and kiss each other and offer their greetings. Senior members give junior members their gifts, usually new banknotes. Customary congratulatory exclamations are, "May your Nowruz be happy," "May health, victory, and prosperity be with you this year, and many or a thousand years to come." And to the elders, "May God save you for us."
I born in Savatku, but it's over 18 years we are living in U.S. This is our first visit in Iran. Everything is renewing. You have half seen everywhere. People, they are wearing new clothes. We collect lots of AD or lucky money.
Immediately afterwards or in the following morning, if the year has turned during late night, kinfolks, household servants, friends and acquaintances visit each other, going through the same ritual. Those families who are in mourning usually visit the graves of the departed and pray, then return home. Over the past 2-3 decades, during Nowruz, some pay tribute to the fallen of the Iraqi war against Iran by going to regions once used to be front lines, where those Iranian fighters lost their lives for the sake of their country. The following days are spent visiting friends, going on picnics, and traveling to other cities and countries. Particularly favorite sites include Shiraz, Isfahan, Mashhad, and other historic monuments, as well as holy sanctuaries and shrines, or the Caspian or Persian Gulf resorts. Children especially love Nowruz. They do not need to work or go to school. They wear new clothes, receive gifts, and play various games. Many spent their time out of doors, under blossoming trees in fields and gardens, or riding horses in the vast plains of the country. Nowruz is also a favorite time for weddings. The Nowruz festival ends on the 13th day, which is called Sizdeh Bedar, or the 13th day out of doors. Every family gets out, throws the sabza away, while making a wish that with it, all mishaps may be averted. Elaborate meals are cooked and large quantities of fruits, nuts, drinks, and sweets consumed. People bid Nowruz a worthy goodbye, and then they return joyfully to their living places in the evening. Nowruz has been celebrated with considerable zeal amongst the nations of Iranian background inhabiting other lands, namely the Tajiks, Afghans, and Kurds of Iraq, Syria, and Turkey. In Tajikistan, particularly in the province of Badakhshan, Nowruz is the great festival, symbolizing friendship and renovation of all beings. In Afghanistan, Nowruz is the official holiday, and in the Balkh area, it is also called the Feast of Red Roses. Like Iranians, Afghans like to be in holy places when the year turns. The rites associated with welcoming the holiday, that is, cleaning houses and buying new clothes, preparing sweet dishes and elaborate meals, and with celebrating it, that is, school holidays, visitation, exchange of gifts, partaking of sweets and fruits, are much the same as in Iran. All Kurds celebrate Nowruz with enthusiasm, even in lands where their traditions do not meet with official sanction. Everywhere, bonfires are kindled and fireworks are accompanied by music, dancing, singing, and picnicking. These are Sufi Muslims in Kosovo, celebrating the beginning of spring with a traditional dervish ritual. In fact, wherever Iranian culture has gone, Nowruz has gone with it. In Indian-controlled Kashmir, for example, Nowruz is celebrated with great fervor.
And I'm coming from Chennai, south part of India, and this is my first trip to Kashmir, and so far it's been wonderful.
Kashmir is a great place to visit and it's a lifetime experience.
Or in the United States, Iranians celebrate their fatherland's festival every year, sharing its soul, namely kindness, with the rest of the people. For years, ahead of Nowruz, many Iranians team up with charities to feed hundreds of homeless men, women, and children in the U.S.
Well, I think when our nation is so divided right now, coming together and celebrating a traditional event like this is important for everyone. It's important to the volunteers who are here to see what many of our brothers and sisters are living with. This is our seventh annual Nowruz at the Midnight Mission. We'll probably serve a couple of thousand people at this event, but at the Midnight Mission, we serve just under a million meals a year.
Nowruz is the essence of Iranian culture. On the one hand, it is closely tied to nature. Without nature, the Iranians' biggest national festival is meaningless. On the other hand, people make up for a bulk of Nowruz festivities. The biggest gatherings of family and friends usually happen during this time. Even people at odds with each other find Nowruz the best time for reconciliation. In short, friendship with nature and people is at the heart of this lovely festival. And above all, Nowruz is about hope in the worst of times. Nowruz, the new day, will finally come, no matter how harsh or cold the winter is. Never give up. The new day will come, and we will sing and dance together in sheer happiness.
This is IRIB English Radio. Iranian news. Iranian culture. Iranian voice. www.parstoday.com/en.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. By Allah's name we start. Salamu alaikum. So welcome to a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. And we're going to speak about our family in Ramadan, because Ramadan is a time to
Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya سجدة للجبال في ركعة في صلاة نرجو بها إلها نسعى بها لرضا يا الله يا الله عادل في قضائك يا الله يا الله واسع في عطائك.
And first we'll look at the calendar. Today is Sunday, 13th of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 24th of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And now it's the time to listen to a verse from the Holy Quran. For today, we choose chapter Ar-Rum, verse 21.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa min ayatihi an khalaqa lakum min anfusikum azwajan litaskunu ilayha wa ja'ala baynakum mawaddatan wa rahmah. Inna fi dhalika laayatin liqaumin yatafakkarun.
And of his signs is that he created for you from yourselves mates that you may find tranquility in them. And he placed between you affection and mercy. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who give thought.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Verily, the essence of spouses with this special quality, which is the cause of tranquility of their lives, is counted one of the great bounties of Allah, because these two genders are complementary of each other, and each generally causes the mirth, fruitfulness, and development of the other, so that every one of them is imperfect without the other. And it is natural that there should be such an honorable attraction between a being and its complement. Dua of 13th day of the month of Ramadan.
Allahumma tahhirni fihi min ad-danas wal aghdhan wa sabbirni fihi ala kainatil aghdhan ووفقني فيه للتقى وصحبة الأبرار بعونك يا قرة عين المساكين.
O Allah, on this day, purify me from uncleanliness and dirt. Make me patient over events that are decreed. Grant me the ability to be pious and keep company with the good. By your help, O the beloved of the destitute.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله الله يا ربي يا الله.
Yes, family, in Ramadan. In Ramadan, the time to reconnect. Home is the safest personal space on earth, and by home we mean the place where the members of the same family can peacefully coexist. However, life in our modern time is so hectic, busy, and fast-paced that interaction and communication within the family is no longer on our list of priorities. In the midst of losing the ground to an effective family communication and due to being overwhelmed by the individualism tide created by the widespread of social media platforms, patterns might think about a plan or tips to regain the essence of relations with their children. The one and only question is how to reconnect with one's children, or what is the convenient way to spend a quality time with one's family.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, we are going to talk about the holy month of Ramadan and the spiritual vitality that exists in this holy month. The special characteristics of the holy month of Ramadan and the performance of its obligations bring about a sense of spiritual joy that can be sustained throughout the year. To define joy, we must first explain its external and internal aspects. In other words, does a particular state manifest in a person's facial expressions and behavior, or has an inner change occurred within them that makes them joyful? We should consider joy as an internal state. Defining joy as an internal state means that a change has occurred within the individual that has created a pleasant feeling. And the degree of this pleasant feeling is such that the radiance of joy can be observed on their face. This vitality may sometimes be apparent externally and sometimes not. Fundamentally, we should investigate whether humans are inherently joyful or sorrowful beings. Apparently, grief and sorrow are accidental states for human beings, as when it reaches a certain level, it is referred to as depression, requiring medical attention and medication. Therefore, we can say that joy is the natural state of humans. We should also identify the causes of sorrow in humans and strengthen the factors that generate vitality within them. From an internal perspective, we can say that reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being content with Allah's pleasure, and connecting with the supernatural factors such as supplication, which play an essential role in human life, can reduce sorrow in humans and increase the causes of joy and vitality.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
Iftar time, a doubled sense of joy. It is not a secret that serving meals is a time of joy and real connection with our beloved ones. However, the month of Ramadan adds more joy and sense of unmatched love, mawadda in Arabic term, to the people invited to the iftar table. This joviality is established by the prophetic tradition in which the Prophet said, "For the fasting person, there are two times of joy, a time when he breaks his fast and a time of joy when he meets his Lord." The source of this joy is that a believer completed an entire day fulfilling an obligation and is seeking the big reward from his Lord. The Prophet said, "God says fasting is a deed done for my sake, and I am the one who gives the reward for it."
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد تدعو إلى الدين القويم من الرشاد يا إخوتي يا
إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الذاكرين.
Now one question comes in my mind. What are some ways of spending time with family during Ramadan? Yes, reading Quran together. This is one way. Volunteering together. This is another. Cooking together. This is other. Performing prayer together. So let's speak one by one. Reading Quran together. I mean, set aside time each day to read and reflect on the Quran with family members. This can be a meaningful way to connect with Allah and with each other. By volunteering together, I mean use Ramadan as an opportunity to volunteer as a family, whether it's at a local mosque or a community organization. Or cooking together. Involve family members in preparing meals for iftar and suhoor, pre-dawn meal. It is a way to spend time together and to teach children about the importance of preparing and sharing food. The other one is performing prayer together, and that's very important. Attend Jamaat prayers, congregational prayers, or pray together at home with family members. This is a way to strengthen family bonds and to deepen one's faith, inshallah.
Since humans are in the state of remembrance and recollection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan, there are more causes for joy in this month. They abstain from eating and drinking and recite the Holy Quran for the sake of Allah, which increases their reliance and automatically enhances their inner vitality, eliminating the causes of sorrow and grief. The special characteristic of the month of Ramadan makes believing individuals who perform their obligations feel more vitality within themselves. The existence of this spiritual connection during the month of Ramadan enables people to have greater inner peace and a heightened sense of joy. Therefore, individuals should strengthen this state of spiritual tranquility and joy within themselves, with consideration of the obligations of the month of Ramadan to eliminate stressful factors. From an external perspective, to reduce stressful factors during the month of Ramadan, numerous celebrations are held in some countries around the world, and many people participate in them. Such events can also be used to accentuate the external aspects of joy, enhancing the sense of peace and joy among Muslims.
Thank you so much for listening to us. And inshallah, we're going to continue this interesting topic. I mean, everything about the month of Ramadan. On the next episode of today's special, I invite you to listen to all the episodes of today's special on parstoday.ir/en. Tag Call of Islam. And then there is the archive of all of our programs there. Thank you and في أمان الله.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.
Death toll from 170 days of genocidal war in Gaza tops 32,100. The UN chief describes blocking aid into the territory as moral outrage.